like to welcome Mrs. Haynes up to give a few words.
Sister Haynes.
Mom's going to have a talk with him after church. Good morning. I want to start by saying something that I witnessed during the song service that I think you will all agree with me is very rare these days. How many of you grew up reading songs out of the songbook? Not everyone, but most. I saw my beautiful daughter-in-law that moved teaching her son how to follow the songs in a songbook. I can pretty much guarantee you that we're probably one of maybe two churches in this valley that even have songbooks in the sanctuary, even though they're battered and they're old and torn. We have them. They're not in print anymore, and it's been my desire for a long time to replace them with something as close to the content as possible, but we just haven't gotten around to doing that. So Audrey, thank you for taking the time to teach them how to read a book, a songbook, because it can be a little tricky for young children to learn that. I appreciate it. We've had a trying week, as I'm sure you all know, that Jim is back in the hospital. On Wednesday, he had a great day. He came home Friday night. We got home late, maybe 10 o'clock, 9:30. Friday night, very, very tired, but thankful to be home. And he had a good first part of the week, and Wednesday was a tremendous day. He was strong, he was eating, he was walking without a walker. And he said, you know, I think I need to wear some clothes, but I need some smaller ones. And I said, well, I know you have some smaller clothes upstairs that you put up that you couldn't wear. Maybe you could climb the stairs and find them. And he said, I think I can. He walked right up those stairs like they were nothing. I'm not joking. When he got to the top, he stopped and he breathed for a minute and he went on and he was fine. He found some clothes, thank you, Lord. And, I mean, he's been wearing pajamas, of course, but it was nice that he could find some things that were a little smaller for him to go back and forth to the doctor visits and what have you. And he went to bed, and the next morning when I went in to... Donnie set up a camera in his room for us so he doesn't have to climb the stairs when he can't. He can sleep in our room downstairs, and there's a wonderful bathroom right there, and Don set up a camera so I could see him at all times on this app on my phone. And I always get up first, get me all ready to go, and go downstairs and get him, and half the time he's still asleep. Well, he was awake, but he was very disoriented, and he couldn't stand. And I touched him, and he was burning up. And I knew he had a fever, and I took his temperature. Of course, he had four blankets piled on top of him, and his temperature was 103. And so the instructions that we were given was any temperature, you go to ER. Don't wait. Don't give Tylenol. Go to ER. So that's what we did. He was so weak, he couldn't stand. I didn't even know if we would be able to get him into the car, but we did. And Donnie went with us, and we went there, and of course they admitted him right away and started treating him for infection. And took a bunch of tests, and, you know, as they always do, and they did find pneumonia in both lungs. So that's what he's being treated for, and that's what he's, you know, still there for observations. As of this morning, his blood counts are coming up, and they told us that Thursday would be the rock bottom day of his white count being completely knocked out. And true to what they said, that's when the bacteria that was in his lung Everybody has bacteria in your body 100% of the time, but your white blood cells normally take care of it and you don't even know it's there. But when they purposefully knock out the white blood cells, then that's when the infection can come, proliferate. And that's what happened. So he is still there. He's in pretty good spirits. He was very disappointed that the doctor, the first oncologist, said, "You'll be here for a couple of days for observation." But his doctor said, "You won't be going home before Wednesday, Thursday. We'll talk about it then." And of course, he was pretty disappointed about that. But he had told me earlier that he had a message to give to the church. This is a long one. It's 1.5 pages typed. And if you'd like, you can follow along in your Bibles, because there are 3 sets of scriptures that he's referred to. And I'll give you the first one is Jeremiah 33:3, not a new scripture by any means. But this is what he wanted to say. "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." This is God's promise that when we seek after him, he will answer us. The benefit is to give revelation of great and mighty things that are not within our thought process, that are not in any part of our being, but that are a direct revelation from God. I thought that was so beautiful. "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you can't even think about." That's what we want to see from the Lord. Then the second scripture is Jeremiah 29:11-12. Again, not a new scripture for Jim. He loves all 3 of these scriptures that he's given. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." I had to read that several times. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me. There's an action there that we pray to him, and he promises he will listen to us. Jeremiah is telling the people here that even though they have to go through captivity, there's going to be hardship, there's going to be trial coming. God said that his ultimate goal is to bless the people and to have a personal relationship with them so that us, when we pray, he will touch us, help us, and be a part of our daily life. How much greater is the blessing and the hope of God hearing our prayers after the blood of Christ has cleansed us, as we all know. The only prayer that we're guaranteed that God will answer is salvation. If we call on him for salvation, he will hear us and cleanse us of our sins. So his point is that after salvation, the blood of Christ having cleansed us, he hears every prayer we pray. It gives us sure confidence that God hears our prayers. And the third scripture, Revelation 5:8. He loves this scripture. "Now, when they'd taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. In one of the most dramatic times in heaven, mentioning the Lamb, the scroll, the four living creatures, and the 24 elders, each having a harp and golden bowls that are the prayers of the saints, the fact is that our prayers are eternal. Matter of fact, the prayers that have been prayed for us, even by people who have gone on before us, are still in force today and are being stored by God forever. Think about that. How many times have you heard people pray in your life past? Those prayers are in the presence of God, stored. God can enjoy the prayers and the praises of his people forever that have been kept in these bowls. I know we're gathering to pray today, and we have the absolute assurance that we have clear access to God, and that he's promised to hear our prayers, and that our prayers are kept by him eternally. And that's what he had to deliver today. I hope it's a blessing to you. It was to me. It's a real unusual situation to be in a hospital room with your husband in bed with a Bible in one hand and me in the chair with a laptop in the other, and he's dictating what he wants me to type. I type it out, bring it home, print it out, and give it to you. But that's that's the way it is right now. And with that, I would say we're okay to do communion. He actually asked that we have communion today, and that we bring it to him today and have communion in his hospital room today, which we will definitely do. He's also at a time right now that the treatment has affected his taste buds again. Not as severely as last time, thank the Lord for that. So last night I made him a concoction, Bridget, that was in the book that you gave me, of ginger, cinnamon, lots of ginger, cinnamon, I think cloves, a little lemon, and a tiny bit of honey I put in it, and he can drop it into the water that he's supposed to be drinking, lots and lots and lots of water. And he has a hard time with it because, number one, he's not a water drinker, and number two, the taste buds, you know, are affected and it just doesn't taste good. So hopefully he can put a few drops of that in the water and it will help to counteract that metallic taste in his mouth. So the Lord bless you. We'll have prayer as soon as we have communion. I'd like to sing a song, Becky, if you would come back. Audrey said she's willing. We haven't practiced this. And for some reason, my voice is real hoarse today, but I may not sing it, but I'm going to play it. And you know it. If you know it, please feel free to follow along and sing along. But in the words of this song, it says, "Lovely are your dwelling places." This is one of the most beautiful songs. I love this song. If you can just hang on to the communion for a few minutes while we sing this song, is that okay?
Absolutely. I'm going to let Audrey do that one.
Well, you can harmonize. Yeah. This was totally unplanned, so please excuse the fact that we're not prepared, but we can get there really quickly.
Oh. what's up there?
Sure.
Okay.
Then,
as my mom said, my dad suggested we have communion this morning and even sent me the scriptures, and so I have instructions today. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Audrey, you did such a lovely job praying over the offering this morning. Would you pray over the bread? After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do shew the Lord's death till he come. Sister Becky, would you please pray over the cup?
Jesus, my joy.
praise you, Lord God.
When I spoke to my dad this morning, he said, write down and remember all the prayer requests because I want to be praying for those things. So I told him we'll record it, we'll write it down, we'll do whatever it takes and get him a list. And because he said he's woken up a lot at night and has a lot of opportunity to pray. He wants to be up to date and current on all the needs of the church so that he can be praying along with us. And we wanted to do this week, as I said, another prayer service, just coming together and praying for the needs of the church. There are a lot of needs. And it's not a matter of dwelling on, you know, difficult things. We all have a lot to be thankful for, too. We all have a lot of blessings in our lives, and we all have a lot that we can look to the Lord and say thank you for on a regular basis. But we do want to remember the challenges that we're facing. You know, we're a small group, and we can do that. We can stop and say, you know, we're a family. We're all facing certain challenges, and we're all here for one another. And so, before I start taking prayer requests, does anybody have any testimonies they'd like to share? So we're going to pray for Amber. I am ready, yes. Any other testimonies? That's great.
She was fine.
And we're going to continue to pray that she can get out and about with you more. Yes. Amen. Is there any other testimonies? Brother Kevin. Well, thank you for sharing that. Amen. And we're grateful for you. We appreciate your prayers as well, and we've been praying together with you. Are there any other testimonies? Sister Joyce.
So I know a family whose son was born in critical condition, and the mother had not seen the child yet, and so they're waiting to name it. I don't know if that's happened yet, but it just made me feel so grateful that my children and my grandchildren are all born healthy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's a prayer request in there too, isn't there? We know Andy's wife who's in, and the baby that we'll be praying for. Are there any other testimonies this morning?
Cataracts are getting so bad you can't see. So I had cataract surgery and all this coming on. And then my copays, man, I was making $1,300, $1,900. And 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I went to the cardiologist. That's 4 months, said your heart is in perfect condition, still in rhythm. Cataract surgery, perfect. I got glasses I can see for the first time in years. Yesterday, I got a check back from Social Security for $1,300. So that takes way off of that $1,900. That only leaves me paying $500. It's so. We're surprised at times how God keeps his hand on you. Yeah. But we shouldn't be. He's with us constantly. Afraid.
Amen. Amen. Was there any other testimonies?
In the meantime, I had my 86th birthday. I'm still on
Well, that's also a good number of testimonies for a small group, isn't it? and a lot of things we've been praying for and that we're very familiar with, needs we're familiar with. As far as prayer requests go, for my dad, obviously the pneumonia he's fighting now, and I believe before they send him home this week, they're going to do another bone marrow biopsy. And this is the second one that they will have done. The first one, of course, showed cancer. It showed leukemia because they performed it, I think maybe the first day he was there. This one is to determine whether or not the treatment that he's been undergoing is working. So we want prayer. I don't know if we're going to have the results of that by next Sunday. It depends on when maybe this week they do it. But we may very well have those results by this time next week. And that's a big deal, obviously, because what we're going to pray for is that, you know, they find nothing. That the treatment that they've done has worked and is working, and that there's no plan B that they have to switch to, which may be even harder on his body, like a bone marrow transplant or something along those lines. So we want to be in prayer for his current pneumonia that's dogging him certainly right now, and the biopsy results from the tests they're going to perform this week. Other prayer requests? Sister Becky. Amen. Absolutely. Sister Watson.
I would like you to still remember my niece Martha. She is showing some improvement. She can say her husband and her daughter's name now. But she can't move. So please keep praying for her.
We will, absolutely. We'll bring her before the Lord this morning. Yes, Mom. Amen. Jennifer?
Everything about life,
have. So we'll continue to pray for each of those needs. Audrey.
I just want prayer for unsafe family members and loved ones. And I would like to be more consistent in my maintaining a proper exercise routine and seem so sort of, I don't know. This, I have to do it. I have to ask for help because I can't seem to be consistent. So.
All right. Amen. Sister Barbara. Any other requests? Andrew? Okay. Sister Sharon. Brother Henry.
Yeah.
Can we pray for you? And we'll pray. We're going to pray for you for strength. And we're going to pray for her. And we'll remember you. We'll be praying for you both. Amen. We're doing prayer requests, so we're doing prayer requests. So we're taking prayer requests. So we'll remember that. We'll remember your requests. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Were there any other requests? Yes, Sister Nancy. Absolutely. And thank you for bearing with me writing these down. My dad asked me to deliver this list for him as well, so I appreciate your patience. Were there any others? Grandpa. Joyce.
About a month ago, I was diagnosed with contortion of my tissue behind my cornea in my right eye. And so I see blotches if I close my left eye and some distortion of objects if my left eye is closed. So and the doctor said there's 50% chance it'll correct itself. So I need prayer that it'll correct itself.
Amen. Absolutely. Any other requests?
Not a request, but I have to say, when I talked to Brother Giles, he said never in his experience have he seen such a small congregation be so attacked. We must be doing something right for the Lord, and I praise the Lord for that. Not for the attacks, but that we're doing what God wants us to do.
Amen.
And the enemy wouldn't be after us like he did.
And we need to keep the church in prayer. Because we are in agreement there. There are a lot of attacks coming down, you know, kind of sometimes it feels like all at once, but there's certainly a lot going on that we need to remember, you know, the church itself. And each of us is a member of the church, and, you know, when we are worshiping and we're witnessing and we're lifting the Lord's name up, there's going to be attacks that come our way. And it's not just us, it's other Christians as well, obviously, but we feel for us. And in the you know, the earlier requests, also Amber and the pregnancy, please remember her, and Jimmy. I'm sure they're on pins and needles, you know, wanting to get through this pregnancy and have it be a blessing. And continue to pray for Melva. And it was, Audrey, it was your cousin. They delivered a premature baby this week.
Yeah, earlier this week, my cousin Andy and his wife Samantha, they had to do a C-section at 23 weeks in the pregnancy because her liver was failing. I think it was her liver. And
we'll remember them in prayer for the baby and the mother still recovering. Well, if you can Can you come to the front and we will pray together for these needs? I'm going to leave the list of 20-something items behind, but we'll come together and pray for all of these things. If you can. If you can't, we'll come around, and I'll be happy to come and pray for any. Yes. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done for this church over the years, Lord God, the miracles that we have seen, God, and the testimonies that we have heard even just today, Heavenly Father, of the things that we've prayed for recently. We know you hear our voice. We know that you hear our prayers. We know that you answer prayer. You store these prayers up, Lord God, as was read this morning, as incense in your presence, Lord God. And we bring these needs before you, Lord God, being thankful for all that you've done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. But we bring these needs before you, Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord God, for your miraculous intervention in each and every one, Heavenly Father, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for my dad, Lord God. We pray that you, God, bless him in his current state, Lord, delivering him of the pneumonia that he's suffering with, Lord God. And God, that you move this week in the testing that's going to be done, that we see miraculous, God, results from that. We trust in your promises. We trust in your ability. We trust in your willingness and your love, Lord God. We pray for this church, Heavenly Father, all that has come against this church, Lord God, and each and every person and individual in it, Lord Jesus, and the family members and the loved ones and the friends of each person in this church, Lord God. The needs, Heavenly Father, that have been brought forth today, Lord God. Brother Artin, we pray that you give him strength, Lord God. We pray that you help in his dialysis, Lord God, and all the physical challenges, Lord Jesus, on a day-by-day basis, Lord God. We pray for Brother Michael, Lord God, and his search for a job, Lord God, that you show favor, Lord Jesus, that you show movement in the heavens and earth, Lord God, for him, Lord Jesus. And Brother Kevin, Lord God, also similarly looking to hire somebody, Lord God, that you show him, Lord God, an opportunity, somebody, Lord God, for that role, a Christian, Lord God, to fill that role. Lord God, we pray, mighty God, for Kevin and Jennifer's family, Lord God, her mother, Lord God, and the legal battles that they're facing, and also her personal grief and guilt, Lord Jesus. We pray that you minister, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for moving in Kevin's family with his daughter coming to you, Lord God, and pray that you grow her relationship with you and unity within the rest of the family, Lord. Pray for his father, Lord God, and give him hope, Lord God, even over on the East Coast, that you give him hope in his heart, Lord God. Heavenly Father, and his cousins with cancer, Lord God. We know a lot of folks with cancer, Lord God, and the only solution to that is you, Lord Jesus. The only solution is you and healing, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Amber, Heavenly Father, and her pregnancy, Jesus, that you move in a miracle, Lord God, and preserve that life, preserve that family, Lord God, as they look to you, Heavenly Father, for safety, protection, and healing, Lord God. We ask that you preserve, Lord God, and we thank you for what you've done in Grandpa Wilbanks' life, Lord God, his eyes and his heart, Lord God, and just pray that you continue to preserve his health, Lord God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for Sister Barbara's niece Ellen, Lord God, God, that you move in her life, Lord God, and in her health, Lord God, and her salvation, Jesus, Lord, and her husband, Lord God, that you touch his body and move in his heart and salvation, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, we pray for Sister Becky's unspoken request, Lord God, that you soften and move hearts, Lord God, together and towards you, Lord Jesus, and touch Sister Watson's niece, Marcia, Lord God, that you continue to move, Lord God, in her body, and move her towards health, Lord God, and Brother Henry and Sister Watson, that you move both of them into strength, Lord God, into strength and on their feet, Lord Jesus. We pray that you bless their sleep, that you bless their days, Lord God, and just bring healing, strength, and peace, Lord God. We pray for Brother Giles, Lord God, and his loneliness, Lord God. Father God, that you just move in his heart, Lord God, and bring rest and bring peace and bring a companionship, Lord God, that only you can do, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord God, for this body and the prayers of this body, Lord God. And we thank you that you hear, Lord God, and that you answer, Lord Jesus. We pray for Andy and his wife, Lord God, the baby and the mother, Lord God, that you bring them into health, that you preserve that premature baby into full life, Lord Jesus, apart from machines and apart from life assistance, Lord God, that you touch Sister Joyce's eyes, Lord God, that you heal, Lord God, that you heal that condition, Lord God, and that it not require, Lord God, any sort of surgical intervention, Jesus. In your name we pray, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We pray for Sister Sharon and Brother Don, Lord God, that you strengthen them both, God, in their bodies, Lord God, in their hearts, Lord God, and just give them, God, your intense strength, Lord God, and peace, Lord Jesus, and the requests that were raised, Lord God. We thank you for each and every one of those here, Lord God. So faithful, Lord, we thank you for the faithfulness of this church, for the faithfulness of those here, Lord God, each and every one of those here, Lord God, bringing their faith to you, Lord God, and bringing their needs before you, Lord God, because we know you answer prayer, Lord God. We worship your holy name. We thank you for your anointing on our service, Lord God, on our communion, on our worship, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, God, that you strengthen each the leadership of this church, Lord God. Each one of us, Lord, need your direction, your wisdom, and your strength, Lord God. Especially now, Lord Jesus, especially now. We thank you, mighty God. We thank you, Jesus, and we worship you, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your name, Lord God. We worship your name. We pray for Sister Melva, Lord God, that you bring more and more strength to her, Lord, and the ability to get up and get out, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. We praise you, mighty God. Bless this body, Lord God, and touch these needs, Lord God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty Jesus. We praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We worship your name, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We lift you up high, Jesus. We worship your name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for Brother Henry, Lord God, and Sister Watson, God, that you bring strength, Lord God, to them. That you bring strength to them, Lord God. That you bring joy and happiness and peace like they've never experienced, Lord Jesus. We love you for your faithfulness. We thank you for their faithfulness, Heavenly Father. And just pray that you continue to honor their faithfulness to you, Lord God, their faithfulness to this body and to your ministry, Lord God. And we just pray that you bring them up in strength, Lord God, and healing, Lord. We ask for healing in their bodies, Lord God. That you bring stamina, that you bring clarity, Lord God, that you bring joy and peace, mighty Jesus. We love you, Lord God, for all that you do and all that you've done and all that you will do, Lord Jesus. We thank you, mighty God, Lord. You are a healer and you are mighty, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your healing, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, mighty Lord God. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Now you can set it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed day. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you hear the needs of your people. And we thank you that you move in lives and that you move in miracles. You don't move in the mundane, Lord God. You move in everything, Lord God, with miraculous power, the small, the big, everything in between, every need that's been brought to you, Lord God, is linked to a precious heart that you love and that you cherish, Lord God. And we just ask that you continue to minister to these needs as we go into the week, Lord God, that you touch each and every one of those, Lord, that's here, that you anoint and bless them this week, Lord God, and bring everyone back safely next week. In your holy name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Bless you.
God bless you. Have a blessed week. You too. You too. Bless you.